while ago they were.
Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
March 12th.
Those are just recent?
Yep.
Okay, they wouldn't be in the system yet until...
Okay, here's your number. 103-000.
Well, let me say this. What agency is that out of?
Camarillo.
Camarillo? Okay.
Yep. You guys.
Okay, so one's in Camarillo?
Two of them are in Camarillo and one of them is in Vegas.
One's
all on the same day.
All on the same day?
Yep.
What time is the one in Vegas?
What's that?
What day are we talking? March what?
March 12th.
Oh, okay.
So what we think happened was she got into a speeding violation in Camarillo. And got a little bit belligerent with the officer, and she got written up for two things. One was speeding.
Okay.
And the other one was failure to yield justice or failure to...
Which one's that out of?
Camarillo.
Okay. Failure to yield?
Something, not failure to yield, but, you know, almost like obstructing justice. I don't know if that was the exact words on it, but that particular one was 103-000-9.
What's the section on that? Down there, the violation section.
I didn't copy it. All I got was the number.
Camarillo?
I figured you could pull it up with the number, the citation number.
Right. Well, she's in Camarillo. We can check those out. The one in Vegas, I wouldn't have access to.
Right. Well, the one in Vegas was a speeding ticket. And she got stopped, and evidently she told my brothers and sisters that she stopped right in the middle of the street instead of pulling over to the left or the right. And then she got written up for failure to obey a police officer or something like that. I don't know exactly what additional to, but the ticket was $345.
Mm-hmm.
So this tells me that she had, and it would be interesting to find out whether or not it was the same officer, but I doubt it because of the time of day. But anyway, it's interesting to me how she had this aggressive behavior towards the police department. Or not just any police, I mean, it was any police department, it wasn't just Camarillo. And so, but what was told to us was that she started to ram the other police cars. Is that true? Is there damage on her vehicle?
Let me say there's damage on both sides, okay? Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. What happened where...
You don't know whether he ran into her or she backed into him?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Oh, I see, okay.
Yeah.
Well, because the information that we got from the boys, his kids, his two older boys, was that she rammed the police car and then she got out of the police car with a gun and he shot her. That's the information that's coming from their side of the family.
That's technically not quite accurate, but it's close, but we need to get everything in before we actually make a statement. All I can say is that she was on a location that is not uncommon for somebody to take their own lives. I've been out there with several suicides in that general area.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's the beach, and you know, and
mm-hmm.
I like to see the sunset or sunrise or whatever that time mm-hmm. of day, you know. And all indications are she was demanding that she's ready to kill herself.
Yeah, well, here's what I think, Ernie. I think what happened was she tried to, I don't think she was going to kill herself. I think she wanted to threaten people to kill herself with everything that had gone on. And she had been down there like 5 days. She left the gun case on the bed, you know, she kind of left her cell phone on the bed, you know, because sort of the indication that, you know, this is going to happen. The question I think you need to ask is, when was the 911 call? What happened? In other words, what time of day was the 911 call? Obviously, it was before the police had going to do this, because they wouldn't be looking for her if they didn't get a 911 call, right?
Right.
Well, then, why did he stay home? Here's what happened after he called the police. He called my sister here in Vegas and said, where would she go if she was to go anywhere? And I don't know if that call was made after or before. But he called my sister and said, where would she go? And my sister said, down to the water, down to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then he never got in the car and went down there.
It's an awful big area.
Is it?
Okay. Oh, yeah. You're talking quite a distance. You're talking... campgrounds, you know, you're talking areas that are pretty dark, and you know, normally those areas will close at sunset, you know, but there are occasionally people in there, but you can park your car in there and actually hide for quite some time unless an officer actually drives in and covers every inch of that area too. Okay.
So, well, I was just saying, he never got in the car. He never even bothered to look for her. He just, and I don't know what was said on the, I'm sure we'll find out what was said on the 911 call.
Right.
But I'm sure after the investigation is done, we'll come out.
We'll get all the tapes and everything, and we'll do the timelines. So we'll get all that information here and from him as well. So.
Yeah, well, you got to be exhausted.
A little tired.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if the citation things, but. Dearly. I really do. I'm also a former police officer, and my sister's been in law enforcement forever, and we both concur. I talked to her about it, and I said, to her, you know, how do you feel about it? What do you think happened? And we both agreed that she just probably came out of the car with a gun, and he had no choice. But I don't know if that's the way it went down or not. But
when
we're not trying to torpedo my sister, if you know what I mean. Because we loved her to pieces, but we don't want this other guy filing a wrongful death suit when in fact.
What I will do is my first release here. Majors is to conduct a criminal investigation, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that case will then be presented to the DA's office. They will review it and determine if there's any criminal charges anywhere, okay?
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the coin, we have what we call an administrative investigation of Churchill Affairs, and they will do their own investigation, reference to what the officer did, you know, policies, etc., okay? If it says criminal, it goes criminal. If it's justified, then it's justified, and at which point it would be closed.
Mm-hmm.
And then if anything beyond that in reference to civil suits, and that's up to the what we call our county council, the civil attorneys, and they handle that aspect at that point. So my motion is you know, was there a crime or not? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Meaning, did she commit a crime?
Or the officer, either or, okay?
Oh, I see.
That's how we go, okay?
Yeah.
So that's I have to be very objective. We do these quite thoroughly, because we'll go out and we literally come up with this high-tech stuff about measurements, you know, reference to cars and, you know, things of that nature, you know, and the shell casings or the broken glass. All that's grafted and all set down, and all the interviews are taped and re-interviewed. Sometimes we'll interview 3-4 times, you know, just to make sure we have a clear picture of what happened, you know.
How many officers were on the scene when it happened?
No, we just had two.
Okay.
We drive one-man cars out here.
Yeah. Well, I did that, and it's scary.
When's the funeral? What have they decided to?
I guess they've done the autopsy, and they've released the body. And,
okay.
And I guess he's going to have her cremated down there.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and then send us the ashes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we don't want to have anything to do with this guy. He's just so racked with fraud, and he's just—I mean, he's just driven my sister to kill herself. That's what we feel.
Well, we'll do the best we can, okay. And if I have any other questions, no problem calling you back.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Just give me a call anytime, and we'll see what we can do to help you out.
Okay.
I appreciate the info.
Anytime.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.